Like to call to order meeting of the Oak Ridge Board of Education. Like to introduce Dr. Kurt Reniger, principal at Robertsville Middle School, who will introduce our very special guest tonight. And upon the completion of his introduction, the Wildcat Company from our Naval Junior ROTC program at Oak Ridge High School will be presenting our colors. And Dr. Reniger.
Thank you, Mr. Phil Howard, and thank you to our board for having Robertsville here tonight. To begin, I am going to introduce Mr. Matt Kitts, who will momentarily come up to lead us in the pledge. Matt is an eighth grader here at Robertsville, and he is involved in several extracurricular activities, including TSA and cross country. He is a three-time school champion of Robertsville's Geography B and has represented our school at the state Geography B in Nashville as a fifth, sixth, and seventh grade student. No pressure, Matt. And he is currently a member of Ms. Kinder's journalism class. Tonight, Ms. Kinder and her former students will be presenting the Buddy Book Project for us. So at this time, I'm going to let Matt take it away and get ready for our presentation of colors and our Pledge of Allegiance.
Will you please stand?
I pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And you may be seated.
Thank you, Matt. It is my pleasure at this time to turn our program over to Ms. Kinder, who's going to talk about an awesome program we have at Robertsville, and that is the Buddy Book Project.
Thank you very much. I'm here tonight with my partner from the Oak Ridge Schools Preschool, Linda Dalton. And these are the students who participated in the Buddy Book Project last year. And we're going to let them tell you about it.
Hello, my name is Allison Warnicki. We are here tonight to share about the Book Buddy Project, an ongoing and unique partnership between Robertsville and the Oak Ridge Preschool. Although we are now at ORHS, we are the students who participated in the 2018 project, and these are some of our little buddies. The Buddy Book Project is a celebration of literacy in both reading and writing. As you will see, the project incorporates elements from all four C's of the STEM education: collaboration, critical thinking, creativity, and communication. Last year was the sixth annual Buddy Book Project between Robertsville and the preschool. Last year, Ms. Kinder's journalism and creative writing elective class was canceled, and she recruited all of us so that the project could continue. We volunteered to create the Buddy Books after school as a club. This year, the class was reinstated, so the students in the class will once again participate in the project with Ms. Dalton's class from the preschool. One exciting innovation of last year's Buddy Book Project was our new logo. A former participant of the project, ORHS graduate and graphic design student, Lisa Cochan, created this logo for the project. The new logo, as well as the free t-shirt for all the participants, were made possible by a literacy grant from the Altrusa and Rotary Clubs in the amount of $925. The grant was also generously paid for our books to be professionally printed and bound for the first time, as well as for our transportation to the preschool and food for our party. The first thing we did for the Buddy Book Project was fill out an information form. Miss Dalton always works hard to have all of the parents complete information forms for the preschoolers in her class. She also takes a photo of each child to send with the form. Each eighth grader fills out a form as well. Last year, even though we were just a club, we used Canvas to communicate with Miss Kinder and to submit documents like the All About Me forms. We got to preview the All About Me forms for each child, and then we had a special meeting so that we could select our buddies. After we were paired with our little buddies, we made cards to send them. We were excited when they replied to us by making their own cards too. Later on, we were able to use Skype technology to meet our buddies face to face. This was the second year that the two groups were able to meet via Skype. How many preschoolers do you know that have used Skype at school? The purpose of the Buddy Book Project is for each little buddy to receive an original picture book featuring him or her as the main character. We used facts from their info forms to create the storylines. It takes a lot of creativity to develop a special plot around each child and his or her own interests. We also had to illustrate our books by searching for artwork using our Lenovo ThinkPads. We worked in pairs and put two little buddies together into the same plot. We created shared documents in Office 365 so we could collaborate through the entire process. When we were finished, we simply had to share them with Ms. Kinder for the final editing and printing.
Hello, my name is Amira McCall. We were so excited when the day finally came to visit the preschool and meet our little buddies. The grant paid for two copies of each book, one for each eighth grader and one for the little buddy to keep. When we first arrived in Miss Dalton's classroom, the little buddy sang us a couple of songs. Then we paired off with our buddies and found a quiet place to read their book. After that, we went outside to enjoy some refreshments together. After eating our snack, we were able to have playtime with our buddies. Miss Dalton has said it's very special for the little buddies to have a one-on-one attention from an older student. In the photo on the right, these two preschoolers, who were cousins, were excited because they were characters in each other's stories. Speaking for myself, I'd like to say that doing the Buddy Book Project helped me realize how much I like working with little kids and has inspired me to keep doing it. One of my favorite traditions in the Buddy Book Party is playing with a giant parachute at the very last activity. Our MES student, Caden Chase, reflected on the project by saying, "I gain more responsibility from participating because you have to take care of your little buddy and watch out for him or her. Buddy Books was more than a club for me. When you have a little buddy, you can't let him down or not show up. I would like for people to know how fun this was, and it was a great opportunity for me." Miss Dalton and Miss Kinder are already planning for the 2019 Book Buddy Project and hope to continue it beyond that into the future. Thank you very much for allowing us to come and share about the Buddy Book Project.
Let's join in and give them a round of applause for their hard work and dedication. Now, we may have a few questions, and any of you standing up there, feel free to answer them. Even the tall ones and the short ones can answer if they choose. If my math calculation is correct, and it may not be, but we haven't had this program long enough to see where the young preschoolers have grown up to be on the other side of the fence, so to speak. But we could be getting close, couldn't we?
Prior to working with Ms. Dalton, I worked with Ruthie Gordon at Willowbrook, and actually did have some of her fourth graders who later became the Big Buddies. So you're exactly right.
And I heard the young lady that spoke last, you made a statement that caught my attention, and you are so right. You said that this became more than just a club, and the results from your participation and you're sharing your relationship with the preschoolers will be something you'll take with you forever and may choose to come back and apply for a job in the Oak Ridge schools someday. Would be a good thing. Questions or comments from other board members? Now, we do need to know as best we can who all of you are. We've heard from two of you, so we need to hear from the rest of you. If the big buddy wants to introduce their little buddy, that would be a good way to do it. So just start at the end. You'll have to step up to the microphone and do that, okay?
Hello, my name is Chaden Nivens, and this is my little buddy, Mr. Rick.
Hi, I'm Monica Shirok, and this is my little buddy, Lila.
Hi, I'm Caroline Peach, and this is my little buddy, Isabella.
Hi, I'm Kira Palau, and this is my little buddy, Atlee.
I'm Amir McCall, and my little buddy is Avery, but she's not here right now.
Hi, my name is Allison Wernicke, and this is my little buddy, Silas.
Hi, my name is Aiden Gibson. This is my buddy, Alexis.
I'm Emily Tate, and this is my buddy, Cameron.
Hi, my name is Ella Strickland, and this is my little buddy, Gracie.
And again, these are, I'm just standing here watching you as I was watching and listening to the presentation. You all have formed some relationships that will go on for a long period of time, I imagine. So thanks to each of you for your participation, to each of your mentors, thank you for keeping this going, and hopefully it will continue. This is a great collaboration between our schools, and something certainly it's very important in developing those relationships. So one more time, let's give them another round of applause. And y'all are welcome to stay for the rest of the meeting if you'd like. Someday they'll take us up on it. I don't know. It won't be as exciting as that, but next item on the agenda is the approval of the agenda. Do I hear any additions or corrections to the agenda? Hearing none, do I hear a motion to approve the agenda?
Move for approval.
Motion made by Ms. Eagle, seconded by Ms. McLean. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Next on the excuse me. Next on the agenda is special reports and presentations. Our first item is good news, and this is just some of the good news that's going on in the Oak Ridge schools. Mr. Stevens, we'll start with you.
Thank you. We'll start with Willowbrook. The Oak Ridge Associated Universities, ORAU, has awarded Willowbrook a grant for approximately $2,600 in order to make brick math available to every classroom. Brick math utilizes highly engaged Lego bricks to build math knowledge. The major content standards for each grade level, kindergarten through fourth grade, are addressed through the program and incorporates the mathematical practice standards as well as the four math literacy standards. Willowbrook will utilize brick math to foster mathematical growth and achievement. Bravo for Willowbrook.
Ms. Eagle.
From Robertsville Middle School, Julie Kinder McMillan was recently awarded a grant for Robertsville Middle School in the amount of $1,600 from ORAL, from their grant program. The grant provides a portable green screen studio for use in collaborative STEM projects throughout the school. The materials include a large backdrop and support stands, two iPads with protective covers, microphones, and a tripod with iPad bracket mount. The 8th grade Robertsville science classes are creating bird feeders to study birds during their biology unit. Some of the feeders will attract hummingbirds of differing species, allowing students to study the birds right outside the classroom windows. The students will learn about feeding habits, migration, adaptations, and scientific naming of organisms. And that is good news.
My good news comes from Oak Ridge High School in the form of a congratulations. This past Friday night, Ms. Micaiah Garrett was selected as the Oak Ridge High School Homecoming Queen, and Mr. Quentin Vayu was selected as Homecoming King. Congratulations to both of those individuals. Ms. McLean.
My good news is a little different. It's good news for Oak Ridge Schools and the community. I was in the Chamber of Commerce last week, and I saw this magazine, and I looked at it, and I recognized a couple of the kids on the front page. Then I looked in, and it says 10 good reasons to live, work, and invest in Oak Ridge. Number one is excellent schools. So that's good news. Also, I was at the American Museum of Science and Energy grand opening last week, and we had the Oak Ridge High School chorus was there singing. The ROTC was there presenting the colors, as well as there was a student representative from each of our schools there. So we were well represented, and it was a nice event. And that's good news from Oak Ridge Schools and the community.
While we're, well, let's go on to yours next, and then I'll throw this in at the end. Ms. Webb?
Mine is just a good news reminder that the Oak Ridge High School versus Fulton football game is this Thursday, not Friday, Thursday at 7 o'clock. This is for the district championship, so roll Wildcats, roll.
Thank you, and I'll throw in as a reminder, the polls are open. If you haven't voted, please make that opportunity to do so. We have three members of this board who are running for re-election. The good news is they have no opponents, but they still would greatly appreciate your vote as a show of confidence in them. So please get out and do that. There's other good elections. I won't go any farther on any of the others, but the turnout so far has been in record numbers. So you still have time to early vote, and then if not, on Election Day, November 6th, I believe, you can go to the polls. The Oak Ridge schools will be closed on Election Day, November the 6th. And once again, that's just some of the good things that are happening in our school district today. Next item on the agenda, last year the Board of Education at each of its meetings started recognizing a volunteer that supports our schools within our district. The volunteers are nominated by a particular school, and then they're selected by the board and recognized at a board meeting. And then at the end of the school year, the board will take those that have been recognized and the board will select one of the volunteers to be our representative at the Tennessee School Board Association East District meetings. And then if one of our volunteers makes it that far, then they have the opportunity to go on and be recognized at our state conference, which will be next week in Nashville, as the state volunteer of the year. And we did have from Oak Ridge, Bob and Janet Cushman were selected this past year as the East District volunteer. So for tonight, Mr. Ward, principal of Linden Elementary, I'll turn it over to you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Phil Auer. Sharon Snyder, come on down. I said this was very timely. We have a very busy week at school. Sharon, when Mr. Fellhauer called her, she had to check her volunteer schedule to see if she was available tonight. She's not available tomorrow night, Wednesday night, or Friday night because she'll be at school volunteering at this time. So luckily, she was available tonight. It was an easy nomination for me to make. Mrs. Snyder does a lot of things at school, and in my recommendation I said she does so many small things that have such a large impact, but occasionally she does this great big enormous thing, like right now. Board, you'll be out on Wednesday morning, hopefully, for our school board breakfast, and she is chairing our book fair, which for the whole week just takes over our library and is a big, huge event. She's been there last weekend. She's been there all day today. She probably just left to come here about our book fair. But she's the secretary of our PTO. She's just a go-getter, does just anything anybody's needing done, very generous with her time and resources, and she makes the best popcorn in town. So I told her, I said, now, okay, if you're the person who pops popcorn, here's the thing. Anybody who gets popcorn, Mr. Ward gets a bag. And without fail, there's a bag of popcorn on my desk every time. So I just appreciate her and her supportive family. Her husband, we'll see him there too, helping out. He's occasionally walking in with whatever Sharon forgot at home to bring. And then her two awesome kids go to Linden as well. So great family, well-deserved.
And what I'd like to do before I read this, if they will, is to get your family to come up and join you, if they would do that.
My son can put his computer down.
By the way, if you saw a picture of me dressed as a princess, that was Chris's idea. He was the one who thought that one up. Not that funny.
The certificate reads, Oak Ridge Schools Board of Education hereby recognizes Sharon Snyder for her support, dedication, and service as a volunteer for the Oak Ridge Schools. Help me recognize and congratulate Sharon once again. Thank you. Next item on the agenda is the 2020 report. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, as we've done in some previous meetings, we have some more Oak Ridge 2020 reports this evening. We have goal one and goal five. Goal one, Dr. Beckendorf will be presenting, and then goal five, we'll have Ms. Holly Cross presenting. So, Dr. Beckendorf, I'll turn it over to you.
Good evening. It's my pleasure to talk about goal one for Oak Ridge 2020, a world-class balanced curriculum and instruction focused on student achievement. So as usual, the guiding principles are, it's all about the kids, and the Buddy Project tonight was a great example of that. Responsibility for our actions and results, opportunity, access, and achievement for all, using our best individual and collective efforts and results, informed, trusting, and supportive stakeholders, doing the right thing at all times, and mutual respect and teamwork. So goal one is all about academic excellence. We're trying to enrich the curriculum to meet educational standards, provide equitable access to rigorous instruction, close achievement gaps, and include critical thinking and problem-based learning in what we do. We're implementing and improving the 7 keys to college and career readiness. We're improving the comprehensive assessment system used to measure progress against standards and to drive data-informed curriculum and instruction decision-making. And we're leveraging technology to enhance the learning environment and familiarizing students with technology of today's and tomorrow's world. We're partnering with corporate, business, community, and higher education learning to enhance career and technical education and STEM opportunities. Within programs of instruction, we're promoting social and emotional learning, development of the whole child, and a sense of belonging for every student. And we're promoting a professional learning community environment that is based on ensuring that students learn, a culture of collaboration, and a focus on results. So we have some celebrations for the 2017-2018 school year. Obviously, we've talked about this before, that niche.com again selected us as the number one school district in Tennessee based on multiple measures, so that was very exciting. For the state of Tennessee, we were considered advancing in achievement, subgroup, and final determinations. We were exemplary in English language proficiency annual measurement objectives, absolute performance, and attendance. So that is actually a great celebration for us as we're making a lot of difference with our English learners. We were exemplary in graduation rate growth and graduation rate of Black, Hispanic, Native American students, as well as students with disabilities. We were also exemplary in grades 9 through 12 growth and Black, Hispanic, Native American growth. Access Oak Ridge this past, we are now grades 3 through 12, Access Oak Ridge. And I couldn't do a better job than the students did just a few minutes ago, talking about how Access Oak Ridge can increase collaboration within and without the school. They gave several examples of how they were using technology, and I thought they did a great job. But we are seeing Access Oak Ridge make difference for students starting in grade 3 now. Advanced Ed last year, of course, we became the first district in Tennessee to be completely Advanced Ed STEM certified and second in the world. So that was a really great celebration for us for 17-18. Dual enrollment success. So in the 16-17 school year, we had 105 students, I should say graduates, who had at least one dual enrollment course. And by the end of last school year, we had 224. And as a reminder, dual enrollment means that the student receives both high school credit and college credit simultaneously. Look at this graph. This shows you how we're improving with Key 7. In 2015, 72.7% of our students had achieved Key 7, which means that the student graduated with having participated with either advanced placement, dual enrollment, industry certification, or junior ROTC. And in 2018, we were up to 90.32% of Oak Ridge High School graduates. Industry certifications. We had a record high last year of 166 with 75 Microsoft products, 21 Adobe Illustrator and Photoshop, 58 automotive service excellence, 5 certified nursing assistants, 4 pharmacy technicians, and 3 American Welding Society. Last year, 92.14% of general education teachers did at least one, what we call a PBL, project-based learning, in their classroom. Here are some pictures from different grade levels. What I really love about how we do project-based learning in Oak Ridge Schools is that it's not only embedded in a science class, for example, but could be in any class in the curriculum. So it's very, very exciting to see how projects are happening across the school district. Now, this has a lot of words, but I thought it was important to recognize how different schools have created goals for their schools. And when we set goals at the Continuous Improvement Committee, we say set bold but achievable goals. Set the goal high but achievable, whereas even if you miss the goal a little bit, you've still done something spectacular. So I do want to give a shout out to our schools. For example, this past year, Oak Ridge Preschool increased their community outreach, social media presence, community involvement, and this year they are fully enrolled with a short waiting list. So great job, Oak Ridge Preschool. Last year, all grade levels at Glenwood Elementary School gave and analyzed a common formative assessment in every term. All grade levels at Linden Elementary School completed a learning binder. Willowbrook Elementary School had a 42% decrease in chronic absenteeism last school year. 95% of Woodland Elementary School third grade students achieved a level R or higher at the end of year reading assessment. 70% of Jefferson Middle School students were at or above grade levels measured by STAR math by the end of the school year. The percentage of students requiring math intervention at Robertsville Middle School decreased by 7%. 80% of Secret City Academy Middle School students exceeded expectations in their individual academic behavior or behavioral and social behavioral goals. And 70% of Oak Ridge High School teachers participated in at least one PBL. And those are just some examples of goals that the schools themselves set and achieved. I didn't have enough slides to give them all, but our schools have really done a great job. So let's, is it okay if we give them all a round of applause? Because they did a great job. We, of course, always have opportunities to improve as well. In general, across the state of Tennessee and not accepting Oak Ridge, there were some challenges last year with value added at the middle school level. In Oak Ridge, that especially occurred with economically disadvantaged students. We also are still working on value added in numeracy overall. We talked about this last year. We're seeing some bright spots now in our data. So we're seeing that the work we're doing is making a difference, but we still have a ways to go with numeracy. Chronic absenteeism is a challenge. The high school is doing a really great job of decreasing chronic absenteeism, and I'm hoping that'll be a celebration next year. And also, we need to work on absolute performance for students with disabilities. Going back to chronic absenteeism, our chronic absenteeism is defined as having 10% or higher absences. Our chronic absenteeism percentage for all students is 14.7%, but for our economically disadvantaged students is 24.4%. So as you can see, we really need to work on chronic absenteeism. And there's a huge team of people working on that right now. And like I said, I'm hoping that will be a celebration next year. So these are some things that we're working on. Access Oak Ridge is more than handing out a device. It isn't just handing out a device. What we're trying to do is create partnerships and opportunities for kids, such as the one you saw this evening. We're working on collecting evidence around what we're doing in our professional learning activities. We have a continuous improvement committee that meets every month. This committee includes administrators, it includes teachers, it includes people from all sorts of different roles, all working together on helping drive improvement in Oak Ridge schools. We're working on continuing to implement project-based learning throughout our school system. We have partnerships to help us grow post-secondary opportunities. We're working with the community on improving school attendance. And we're learning about and responding to the new state assessments as usual. Are there any questions before I hand it over to Holly?
Not a question, but a comment. And back through there, as you were talking about increases in certain areas positive.
Yes.
And decreases in certain areas as needed, those things haven't happened over a 10-year period of time. Those are things that are happening with in maybe just a 3-year period of time, which is remarkable.
Yes.
And that just goes to show the team effort that I think is being put forth by administrators, staff, and students to make these things happen.
I agree. I mean, our students are incredible, such as the Advanced Ed STEM certification. The students, the teachers, the work that was put in order to make that happen, I can't even describe it. It's really powerful, and how that moved throughout the system, it was incredibly inspirational, honestly.
Comments or questions from other board members? Okay.
Thank you. I'll turn it over to Holly.
So my goal is goal 5, and that's stakeholder excellence. And the elements of it are to create a community advisory panel, partnerships within the local corporations, strategic communication and engagement, and working with the Oak Ridge Public Schools Education Foundation, and developing partnerships to strengthen family engagement overall. That's a high-level look at goal 5. A strong family, community, and school partnership that values and supports excellence in education, which is what Tracy just talked about. And you know our mission and vision. I won't read over those. Okay. So some of our celebrations. The first one is with our community advisory panel. And we had really good participation with this, again, at the 90 to 100% level. What we're looking at is to ensure that we have representatives from post-secondary education, secondary education, and from our local industry in several different workplaces. And so we did have that. But one thing I did notice this year is when I had meetings on Friday morning after our East Tennessee Economic Council meetings, the participation was better. So I'm going to continue to have those on Friday mornings at 9 a.m. because we have better participation with industry. So that's one of the things that I noticed this year and I would like to change. This next advisory board meeting, I'm really excited about. We sent eight school members out into workplaces at SL Tennessee and Eagle Bend. We had two counselors, two administrators, and two teachers who divided up and worked as workers at SL Tennessee, which creates headlamps, tail lamps, and gearboxes for Kia, Hyundai, and GMC. And then Eagle Bend Magna Manufacturing creates the safety cages that are hot stamped metal that you see in Honda Pilot and the Acura, that same level of the Acura. And they're also moving into Mercedes and BMW. Their facility is expanding, probably doubling, is going to be huge. But they developed those safety cages. So our teachers, administrators, and counselors got to go out and be workers in those two industries for 2 days. And then we all went, there was a three-county region that went back to Alcoa High School and debriefed and said, how can we use what we learned in industry and teach it to our students? It was very inspiring. I get chills when I talk about it. It was very inspiring to see our teachers see what it is that we're preparing our kids to do. A lot of the industry leaders, Dr. Borchers and I met with somebody today, they always say that we just need people who really want to be at a job, and they need to show up. And we can train them for so many other things. So we need to see what that looks like in whatever industry it is to get these kids out here, get them to want to be there, to learn, and be eager workers. So I'm pretty excited about that. I went on and on about that, but very exciting. And we'll debrief on that on November 9th, I believe it is. It's a Friday. All right, so the next thing, we are looking for the number of opportunities for teachers, counselors, and students to participate in career-based field trips. Last year, we wrote down 12. We could come up with 12 that we had done. This year, I came up with 23, and I've come up with two more. So I actually wrote them down and said what they are on that slide, on a slide you'll see. This slide right here. I wrote down what 23 of those are, and I came up with two more since I made this slide. We did Dream It, Do It. We went out to SL Tennessee that I just mentioned, and also Clayton Homes. We made commercials for those at the middle school. We went to NASA Marshall. We've been doing that for several years with Todd Livesey's class. Top Wrench Competition for our students in automotive. We went to Denso with automotive students. That was fun because Parker Palmer was there. He's like, that's my dad's product. That's my dad's product. So Tennessee Toll and Engineering also produces products for Denso. The UT students in accounting went out to UT to see what it's some accounting simulations. Our virtual enterprise students go to Pigeon Forge every year, and a couple years when we can, we also go to New York City, which is exciting. The Y-12 Federal Credit Union students go to an in-house training, or else they bring that into our house, and we have an in-house field trip to train them to be tellers for our in-house credit union. We have several career and technical student organizations that I haven't mentioned yet. We go to the middle schools every year, and then the middle schools come back to us for career and technical education to recruit them. So we do that every year in about February. We go out to both middle schools and have a career fair and let the students talk to our students about what they get to do when they come to high school. So this slide shows you SL Tennessee, Y-12, Federal Credit Union, a partnership with the Public Education Foundation, Eagle Bend Magna, UT, Denso, and then I also came up with Cirrus Insights. We had a We worked with Junior Achievement last year on a grant and sent some of Robertsville students out to Cirrus Insights, and they're a startup who does this phenomenal marketing strategy, and the students got to learn all about it. Now, I even saw one of their advertisements in the airport in Phoenix. I was like, oh my gosh, that's right in Knoxville. Tiny little place in Knoxville, and we went there. And then we had an opportunity to go to Siemens Imaging to see their MRIs, but that got canceled. So they gave us a rain check. Thought of that. We want to do job shadowing with Junior Achievement this year. And we're talking about that with Junior Achievement right now to do more of those opportunities. All right. These are some of our career and technical student organizations. Like I said, I kept thinking more and more things. We have Virtual Enterprises International, Health Occupation Student Organization, Family and Career Community Leaders of America, FIRST Robotics, TSA and Vex Robotics, go with that, Top Wrench. Last year we had Fishing University come and do a filming with Dave Kolodny students at the high school, so that was exciting. They got to be on a fishing show. And of course the NASA project that we do with Todd Livesey. So. Phew. And then, another celebration that we had last year, we had four pieces that we actually did with ORPSEF, the Oak Ridge Public Schools Education Foundation, and this year we have six. Those include, they do a grant celebration with our teachers every year, and that's the thing that we've traditionally done with them. So our teachers apply for grants, and then the foundation comes in and does a big celebration to show what it is that they supported and the grants the teachers got. They did the 75th anniversary book. They just call it the book. They've sold 1,000 copies now, so we worked with them on that. We've been working with them and ORAU to do some grant writing, to look for opportunities to write grants that we may not have done otherwise. We've had several staff presentations, so they had our NASA RAMSAT group come and present to them at one of their meetings, and then Tracy did a presentation to them at one of their meetings, and I did, so I counted three presentations in those touch points that we've done. With the foundation. All right. So another wonderful celebration is the number of students that we had in work-based learning. Last year we were down to about 33, and between Dr. Hebrard with the special education and with career and technical education, we had 54 students placed this year. So that's pretty exciting. We want to continue to grow that. We know that one of the most important things that students can do now is actually have work experience while they're in high school. A study that I was reading the other day said that students who do work-based learning while they're in high school actually have the capability of making about $2 more per year to start, and then that trajectory just keeps going. So the sooner we can get them started, the better we can get them on their feet when they get out. And then another celebration we had is the indicators on the parent survey that were over 90% either strongly agree or agree. And I thought these indicators were worth mentioning that we had the highest rankings on. Teachers at this school show respect toward parents. I would feel comfortable contacting my child's teachers. The principal and other staff show respect toward parents and guardians. I trust the office staff at the school. I would feel comfortable contacting my child's principal. I would feel comfortable contacting other school staff members regarding my child. And the school provides a safe place for my child to learn. So I thought those were things that we want to score highly on. I'm proud of that. Some of our opportunities. So where we're at level 3 midpoint or level 4 progress. Right now, I have only had 2 advisory boards per year. I really want to get those to be quality and get the kind of participation that we want and to get a lot of momentum before we have more of those. So that's an opportunity, but I really want to do that opportunity the right way. So as we develop those and make them better, we can add some more. And then on progress, the percentage of parent responses marked as agree or strongly agree on that survey that were questions specifically about communication, engagement, and partnership were at the average for those was 85.76%, which is not quite 90. So I see that as an opportunity to get better. And that's all on, I mean, that's not all on me, but that's my area. communication, so I'll work on that. And then the strategies, those are related to what I just talked to you about. So I believe that's my last page. Are there any questions?
Questions from the board or comments? You know, one thing that I look over the scorecard, not just from here, but from the other areas as well, I see an issue beginning to creep up just a little bit, and that issue is a good issue, that we may have to increase our target areas a little bit. Mm-hmm. You know, you reach a target area and you don't want to say, well, okay, we're done. We've got our targets. We're going to have to take a look and start moving some of those targets on up a little bit higher.
That was the thing that Tony and I, yeah, we talked about that on Goal 5 particularly, so we have a few of those areas. Good.
All right, Holly. Thank you very much. Thank you both of you for what you do in this area, and it's great progress. And this, particularly in some areas that we needed to make some progress in, we are doing that. Okay, next item on the agenda is the public forum. The public forum is for anyone who would like to address a topic that is not on the agenda. You may address a topic that is on the agenda when it is presented. If you choose to address the board, you will have 3 minutes to speak. The board may or may not respond to your comments at this time, or may have the superintendent address your concerns. When you speak, please come to the podium and sign in, and then state your name and address for the board. Is there anyone who wishes to address the board at this time? Seeing no one, we'll move on to the consent agenda. Do I hear a motion?
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion made by Ms. McLean, seconded by Ms. Eagle. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. We'll move on to items for action. We have a number of items here that are second readings. So some of these, you may have had some questions since our last meeting. Please bring those forward if you do. The first one is the second reading, Board Policy 1.701, School District Planning. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of Board Policy 1.701, School District Planning.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion made by Ms. Eagle, seconded by Mr. Stevens. Dr. Borchers, any additional comments?
Just as a reminder, I think tonight was a good piece for us to follow up with this this item on our first agenda item, because we do a great job with not only Oak Ridge 2020, but I think our keys to college career readiness. So I think we're knocking this one out of the park.
Comments or questions from the board? Hearing none. Motion is approval of Board Policy 1.701, School District Planning. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Next item is Board Policy 4.206, Homebound Instruction, also second reading. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of Board Policy 4.206, Homebound Instruction.
Refer to the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion made by Mr. Stevens, seconded by Ms. McLean. Comments, Dr. Borchers?
Yeah, just as a reminder, what was happened here is they expanded the ability for more students to be able to access the homebound instructional program, and that was driven by the state.
Questions or comments? Ms. Eagle.
Just a question that is not really... the passing this policy is not contingent on it by any means, but for a student who is absent for 10 or more days and is assigned homebound instruction, are they still counted absent? So then would they show up as chronically absent even though we know they're absent for a reason?
We just talked about that this morning, actually. You have great timing. No, actually, there's a special code for students who are homebound. So they do not count against us for chronic absenteeism. That's a great question.
Well, let me follow with her then on this question. So during that 10-day period of time that they're absent, what happens to them? I think I know the answer, but I think we need to hear the answer.
During the time that they're absent, we have someone assigned to them to provide the missed work that they're missing while they're out. Homebound allows for 3 hours a week, so usually that's 2 1.5-hour sessions with an instructor that assigns the work. We pick the work up and take it to the child. They complete it. We take it back, and a teacher grades it, so you have that continuous cycle going. Even if they have to take tests, the tests are provided by the teacher, and we make sure that that gets completed as well.
Okay, I'm going to add one more. I'm not sure we've clarified your answer. If you get an illness you weren't expecting, and here you are, you find yourself missing 8, 9, 10 days, and we were not aware of that, we're still working for medical documentation. At that time, the child is going to be marked an unexcused absence. But once we get the proper documentation, once we establish that child is going to be placed on homebound, then we will go back and we will place the code that excused that child because of homebound services. But you know, those first few days, we have no way of knowing, and the parents may not know this is going to be an extended absences. So, but once again, once we see what's happening, get proper documentation, we will go back and make the appropriate corrections.
Other questions or comments? Thank you, Dr. Henderson.
You're welcome.
Motion is approval of Board Policy 4.206, Homebound Instruction, second reading. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Next on the agenda, item C, Board Policy 6.2001, Attendance During Post-Secondary Visits, second reading. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of Board Policy 6.2001, Attendance During Post-Secondary Visits.
Heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
Move for approval.
Second.
Motion made by Ms. Eagle, seconded by Ms. McLean. Dr. Borchers, any comments?
Again, this was a state school board recommendation, so we have clarified that, and we now count a student present for no more than 3 days each school year for students participating in post-secondary school visits.
And there was some discussion on this particular policy the last time, so is everyone up to speed or concerns with where we are? Okay, the motion then is approval of Board Policy 6.2001, Attendance During Post-Secondary Visits. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Dr. Phillips, you've been patient. We're finally getting to you. The next item is Oak Ridge High School Orchestra Field Trip. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of Oak Ridge High School Orchestra to travel to Orlando, Florida to participate in a movie soundtrack workshop presented by Universal Studios on March 16th through the 19th, 2019.
Heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
Move to approve.
Motion by Ms. McLean, seconded by Mr. Stevens. Dr. Borchers.
The board has an attachment there, but Dr. Phillips is here. It sounds like a great activity. So, Dr. Phillips, any other additional information?
As I was listening to the first part of the program here and the goals for Oak Ridge 2020, this kind of ties right in with goal number 5 with field trips about potential careers. In the past 5 years, we've been to national competitions pretty much all over America, and we've won 2 of the last 3 national championships, and we've never finished lower than 2nd. So I decided to just depart that direction for a while, and we're going to take the kids to Universal Studios, where they record soundtracks for animated films. And there was a Despicable Me part something that just came out, and there was a part of that movie that's not shown at the movie theaters that they have composed the soundtrack for. So our kids at the school will learn the soundtrack, and we'll go there and do the voice characters of the characters in the cartoon, as well as performing in a digital Pro Tools state-of-the-art platform, so kids will be able to see that there's other careers in orchestra aside from classical music. So,
so when all of this is said and done, will they have something they'll be able to bring back with them that
yes.
represents that work?
Yes, the movie itself with their voices and their music, yes. Yeah.
I'd like to go on that trip. Yeah, that's really, really sounds very exciting. What a great opportunity to
yes,
be
sir.
Able to do that. Mm-hmm. Comments or questions from the board? All right. Thank you very much.
Ms. Engel.
Oh, Ms. Engel, sorry.
When you bring it back, can we arrange to have it played on Channel 15?
Sure. I have we have a orchestra Twitter page as well. It's ORHS Orchestra. We'll probably post it on there as well so the community can view it. Yes.
Great idea.
Yes, absolutely. All right. The motion on the floor then is the approval of the Oak Ridge High School Orchestra field trip. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed. Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here. We
yes,
appreciate
sir.
It. Item E, Oak Ridge High School is proposing a new club. It's called Wildcats for Change. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the Wildcats for Change Club at Oak Ridge High School.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
Move for approval.
Second.
Motion made by Ms. Engel, seconded by Ms. Webb. Dr. Borchers, comments?
As the board knows, we approve clubs on a pretty regular basis, on a yearly basis, and this is a new club at the high school, and you have an attachment there talking about the purpose, and just a reminder that we've got some just fantastic students, and very thankful for the sponsors that help students engage in activities like this.
Comments or questions? Mr. Stevens.
I think it's a great idea. One thought that I would like to offer is that for its purpose, that the scope broaden just a little bit beyond, or instead of just saying anti-gun violence, violence in general, and then you can qualify it however you want, so that the overall purpose for the club is much more sustainable, other than just targeting, understand the mass shootings and everything that has occurred. But that club has a wonderful opportunity to take on, to lean more on the affirmative instead of the negative. Let's talk about what is positive behavior, character, courage, those kinds of things that make a student feel included in the school environment, instead of, I don't want it to seem that the sole purpose of the club, or have it perceived, is solely for protest. It's for all the right reasons to get engaged, to be politically active, to be active in your community, in this country. All of those things are absolutely the things that we want to encourage in the students. And I say bravo for them to take this path and look at your high school. What are the things that you, the students, can actively have an impact on, and for them to have that very candid and courageous discussion. I like the idea very much.
And I certainly think your points are extremely well taken. I think I will volunteer you to be one of their speakers and share that information with them, because that is a good message right there, certainly.
Be happy to anytime.
Other comments? Motion on the floor is approval of the Oak Ridge High School new club, Wildcats for Change. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Motion carries unanimously. it seems to be this next item just continues to happen about this time every year, doesn't it? Item F is the proposed budget timeline for 2019-2020 budget. Dr. Bortles.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the proposed budget timeline for 2019-2020.
For the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion made by Mr. Stevens, seconded by Ms. Eagle. Dr. Bortles.
And yes, it does seem early, and we had this item on our executive committee agenda this morning, and we had some heads go down as we said we're headed into budget season already, but our folks are wonderful. And as you can see from the attachment, Ms. Pat Smith has taken a look at timelines we've used in the past and kind of streamlined some things. So I hope the board is appreciative of that. Some things we thought from the previous timeline were probably more managerial, if you will, rather than a high-level governance look at the budget development. So, but I applaud Pat for taking a look at that and putting this together.
And I'm glad you said that, because I was going to, and I'll amen to that, because this is much more streamlined and is right there in our face for us to find it, and I appreciate you doing that. Thank you. I would say to our newest board members, the word proposed is on there for a reason. That this, it could be subject to change along the way in many of these areas. So make sure you get, particularly as we get into 2019, down into March, April, and May are the most critical months for us as a board, really, and get those on your calendar well in advance. Again, we'll challenge the administrative staff and the superintendent to bring us as clean of a budget as you did last year. Our meetings were less lengthy than they have been in the past, so we'll at least shoot for that if we can. Questions or comments from anyone on the board? Approval of the proposed budget timeline to 2019-2020. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Item G, equity adjustments. Dr. Bortles.
Mr. Philhour, I recommend approval of the equity adjustments as outlined on the attachment.
For the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
Move for approval.
Second.
Motion made by Ms. Eagle, seconded by Ms. McLean. Dr. Bortles.
As the board is aware, we did some of these last fall, very similar to this, and we've recently had a board retreat where we reviewed some data on the human resources and business department, and where we looked at comparison of salaries regionally and then also internal equity within departments. And those are the adjustments you're seeing in front of you. And we did put a placeholder in this year's budget, going back to a budget conversation, for exactly this thing in preparation for this agenda item this evening.
Comments or questions from the board? The motion is for approval of equity adjustments. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Item H, FY19 budget transfer number one, first reading. Dr. Bortles.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of FY19 budget transfer number one as outlined on the attached information.
You've heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
Move for approval.
Second. Motion is made by Ms. McLean, seconded by Mr. Stevens. Dr. Bortles.
As the board can see on the attachment, the vast majority of these transactions are to establish state and federal grant budgets to align with updated allocations and purposes.
This is a first reading. We'll take a second reading. Dr. Bortles, would you take just a moment, particularly for our newest board members, and explain to them exactly what a budget transfer is?
And I may ask Pat, who deals with this on a daily basis. So, Pat, could you share some information on that?
Sure. A budget transfer is actually the budget funds were approved, and we also budget amounts for grants that are contingency, and we don't know the amounts of the specific grants a lot of times until well into the beginning of the school year. So most of the adjustments you see here are moving funds to the appropriate place to be spent in those budget grants.
Questions in regard to that? Motion is approval of budget transfer number one. This is first reading. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you, Pat.
Item I, emergency replacement of Wildcat Arena HVAC. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the emergency replacement of the Wildcat Arena HVAC equipment in the amount of $87,941.
For the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
Second.
Motion made by Mr. Stevens, seconded by Ms. Agel. Dr. Borchers.
As the board is aware, we've had some units fail on top of the arena. We have others that are getting close to failing, and I've had some conversations with the city manager about these issues, and I think we all knew in the ESG projects that we're very thankful for, but we also knew it wasn't taking care of all of the items and the issues that need to be addressed. And this continues to happen. I think it will continue to happen as you talk to Mr. Thacker, and we're looking very much forward to having another discussion in the future as to when we can do some more work through a similar ESG project. But these are, as you can see from the memo, these are some units that have to be replaced, needs to happen, and we're going to move as quickly as we can to get this moving after this evening.
Ms. Agel.
Is what is recommended to be purchased something that ESG recommended? So are we sticking with their efficiency recommendation?
Mr. Thacker, you want to answer that?
Yes, one of the things with the equipment that was originally on the roof is it's electric strip heat, and we had always talked about moving to gas heat because it's more efficient. We're also right-sizing the units, going down from 75 tons per unit to 50 tons per unit. We've been working on around 33% capacity for the past year, and we've maintained cooling and heating capacities. But with this latest failure of both units, we felt like this was the time to adjust and right-size that. We'll get a little more energy efficiency out of it as well.
Ms. McClain.
How old are the units that are failing, and what is the lifespan of a HVAC unit?
These units were originally purchased in 2005. They were installed around 2006. They basically sat out in a parking lot for a year of construction. So that gives you an idea of their age. Lifespan of these type of units are anywhere from 20 to 25 years, depending on the quality of the unit. The brand that we have here typically has a lot of problems with seals and gaskets, and that was part of what was in the construction project. And so we've had a lot of seal failures in the welds, and that caused us to lose all the refrigerant. These units have a lot of refrigerant in them, and that refrigerant is no longer manufactured, so the cost of that refrigerant is extremely high. A 30-pound cylinder runs around $900, and these units here will take around 3 30-pound cylinders just to recharge one section of that unit.
So the new unit, is there like a warranty?
Yes. Okay. Yes, it'll have a warranty with it. Also, we specify stainless steel heat exchangers, which last a whole lot longer. You never have trouble with stainless steel heat exchangers cracking or failing, and they are lifetime warranty on their heat exchangers.
The new units are trains, aren't they?
That is correct. That's a standard. What we've created is a standardized process with the city. Mm-hmm. We're sticking with Train and Lennox are our two standardized units that we're working with.
Once again, on this an issue like this, and Dr. Borchers, I appreciate you saying this. This is something that could have been included in the ESG project, but it wasn't, so we have to move forward with that. I think we have to continue to speak with the city manager and members of council to extend that program with ESG. The second thing is, as board members are aware of, we received $0 in capital money from the city this year. So we had no money to go into our budget to deal with issues like this. And then the third thing, it once again brings up the issue of we need a combined list of projects within the city and the schools that are prioritized based on need, so we don't get in a situation where we continue to fix on failure, which is what we're doing and correct, continue to do. So as a board, we need, and anytime you have a conversation, those three topics need to be a talking point. And somewhere down the line, the first of the year, we need to have a sit down with city council face to face and have these discussions, I think.
Well said. And we have, like I said, numerous other issues that we're facing, and a severe issue for both the city and the school district, our roofing issues. So we need to have that conversation and have a path forward.
Mr. Stevens?
I might suggest for those conversations include the Planning Commission.
Absolutely. Good point. All right, thank you, Alan. No other questions. Motion is approval of the emergency replacement of Wildcat Arena HVAC. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Alan, you don't come back up here. I'll just ask you from there. You can nod your head. On your information here, you did give a timetable for getting this complete. Is that, I know it wasn't a specific timetable, but month, 2 months?
6 to 8 weeks.
And you feel comfortable with that?
Yeah, they've got a manufacturer, and so that's not something on the shelf. They build these per order, so we'll place the order tomorrow, and they'll start building, and they give us usually 6 to 8 weeks time frame. So we'll probably make the exchange shortly after Thanksgiving, maybe even on winter break.
Thank you. Next, we're items for information. The first one is financial report. Are there any questions? Enrollment report and attendance. We'll put those kind of both together. Mr. Lay, any comments initially?
Yes, sir. Our enrollment is still up by 105 compared to this time last year, so we're holding that trend. We have been 100 to 110, so we're staying in that category. I did find one thing that I felt was a little bit interesting. If you look at your attendance graph, this one here, I noticed that three grades had a larger deficit. Well, actually, if you look at seventh grade, you've got 4% excused, 4% unexcused. If you look at ninth grade, you've got 3% unexcused and 4% excused. Then you look at 11th grade, you've got 4% unexcused and you've got 5% excused. Most grades have anywhere from a 2 to 4 percentage point difference between excused, which is normally higher, and then unexcused, which is lower. And just looking at those three grades, I thought that's perhaps three grades we need to have conversations about regarding documentation, because most of our grades are doing a better job basically turning in notes in those absences being marked unexcused. So that was information there. The other thing is, I will continue just to say congratulations to Oak Ridge High School. It is clear their attendance is improving. But also Glenwood and Willowbrook are our two elementary schools that are showing improvement in attendance. And I just can't help but speculate or wonder, does the fact that we're providing a free lunch and a free breakfast to each student every day, is that encouraging parents to get their children to school? Because it is not the norm that your attendance would be improving in your schools of highest poverty. So we're sort of going outside average norms here, but that thought just hit me. But all in all, we have our schools are at least maintaining past absences, or they're improving. So we have signs of encouragement, especially at Oak Ridge High School.
Very good. Comments, Ms. McLean?
This is kind of enrollment attendance. I know that there was some discussion about an inventory of classrooms, vacant classrooms. I'd be interested at some point to see how that went.
Yeah, it might take us some time to get there, but we still have that is still moving forward, the discussion on how we're going to do that. Yep.
Yes, and as a follow-up to that, Mr. Ward, if you can help me, you enrolled how many new students after fall break?
10 to 12.
Okay, and
wait a minute, 10 to 12 after fall break?
Yes, on that Monday, the first Monday we were back. And Mr. Ward speculated he felt that a good percentage of those students came from the new development at the preserve. So I'll ask you to validate that for me, and we'll get you the information. But once again, when I heard that, I thought, yes, we're looking at studying growth, and that confirms we need to study growth.
Other comments or questions? Item D, preschool Head Start program and report and program informational report and summary. Any questions there? Mr. Lay, any comments?
No, sir. This is just a standard requirement of Anderson County Schools that we provide this. And once again, our preschools do an excellent job and I'll brag on our preschool. We had some corrective action findings in the past. Last year we had absolutely zero, and we are confident we are on path again this year to have zero. So any concern that has been expressed in the past, we are pleased and more than comfortable with providing information to Anderson County, because the information we are providing is 100% positive, and it shows improvements.
Very good. Items for discussion, any old business, new business? Communications would remind the board that this Wednesday we will be visiting Linden, 7:30 start time in the library or gym?
Room 225.
All right. Before our next, also this month, this Friday, October 26th at 10 a.m., is a truancy support meeting at Jefferson Middle School. This Wednesday, Ms. McLean will be hosting our Focus on Education, and her guest will be Jen Lauren Dean, and they'll be talking about our new Dean of Students program that we have in each middle school. On November 14th, the board will be visiting Willowbrook. And also on November 14th, did that date work? Ms. Eagle will be hosting Focus on Education, and your guest will be our newest board member, is that correct? Okay. Let's see if there's anything. The board will be attending next week our annual Tennessee School Board Association Conference. And one final thing I want to mention, and this will be something we'll do after the first of the year. I don't remember how many years ago we did this, but one year, particularly Ms. Eagle and I, and then last year, the year before last, I don't remember, you all may, Ms. McLean and I established a lunch bunch and visited the various schools and ate lunch with the students there, and found that to be really a neat thing to do. So after the first of the year, we're going to start the board's lunch bunch again, and I'll just send out information, and any board member that would like to join whomever, we'll visit and have lunch with the kids. learn some things maybe we should know or maybe we shouldn't know, I'm not sure, and learn a little bit more about the food program in our school district as well. So I'll let you know about that. So anything from board members? Dr. Borchers, anything else? Thank each of you for being here. We appreciate what you do every day. We're adjourned.